page 117, listening. Exercises 4A, 4B, and 4C.
Good morning. Today on Exploring the Brain, we're going to be discussing a very interesting topic, sadness. We're fortunate to have with us Dr. Henrietta Davis, a neuroscientist who studies human emotions. Welcome, Dr. Davis.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Dr. Davis, one question I've had for a long time is why we seem to enjoy sad movies so much. Take Titanic, for instance. There can't be a sadder movie out there, but people love it. They watch it over and over again. Why?
That's a great question, and there has been some intriguing research into this topic. In one study, researchers showed one group of people a very sad movie about a homeless man, while another group watched two rather dull documentaries, one about a natural history museum and the other about archaeology. Scientists measured the participants' tolerance for pain before and after watching the movies. The pain tolerance of those who watched the said movie increased by about 13%, while the pain tolerance of those who watched the dull movies decreased by about 4.5%.
That's interesting, but why did they measure their pain tolerance in the first place? What does that have to do with the reasons we enjoy sad movies?
Well, you see, our tolerance for pain is linked to the release of chemicals called endorphins in our brains. Endorphins are released when we are happy, and they help to suppress pain. So measuring pain tolerance is an indirect way of measuring how happy someone is.
Couldn't they just ask the participants how they felt?
They did that too, but the pain tolerance test is one that is less subjective than just asking someone about their mood. In fact, as you might expect, those who watched the said movie reported many more negative feelings overall than those who watched the other documentaries. However, something else very interesting happened. They also reported feeling much more connected to others with whom they had watched the movie. In other words, watching the sad movie seemed to increase the participants' feelings of social connection or bonding with their fellow moviegoers.
Wait a minute. If participants reported a negative mood after watching the sad movie, doesn't that mean they felt unhappy? Not happy?
Perhaps. But the fact that their pain tolerance and feelings of social connectedness increased is a strong indication that while their mood might have been temporarily affected, the end result was a boost in positive feelings. It seems that sadness, similar to laughter, stimulates the release of pain-killing endorphins and also enhances feelings of group solidarity. There is something about emotional tension, whether positive or negative, that leads to the release of these feel-good chemicals in the brain. Of course, these findings are just preliminary. It's too early to make any definite conclusions.
Could this be related in some way to how we feel after a good cry?
Yes, exactly. Most of us have experienced the relief that crying can bring. It is likely related to the same phenomenon that we experience when watching a sad movie. However, I would like to emphasize that although the results of this study are quite intriguing, there hasn't been enough research done to prove the hypothesis.
Thank you, Dr. Davis. This has been very illuminating.
It was my pleasure.